Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the 39th Annual Kilowatt Retro Trivia Thanksgiving Extravaganza. I'm your host, Bodie, and I am here with Rob Dunwood, Steve Sheridan, and Allison Sheridan. How's everybody doing today?
Woohoo! Excited to be here.
Doing great, Bodie. Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
All right. Well, we are here to chat and have a good time, but we are also here to play a game. And this is going to be a trivia game similar to Jeopardy, but for legal reasons, we are not going to be answering answers with questions. We just have a similar style board. So we're going to have a category. So we're going to have six categories with five questions each. This show will be on YouTube, just in case any of the listeners want to know what we look like. And yeah, this is our Thanksgiving extravaganza. Steve and Allison actually participated in the first one. It's not really the 39th annual, in case you were curious. Steve and Allison were actually on the first one where I sat down with Brad and Sierra, my kid and her boyfriend, and we chatted just about EV stuff. And at that time, full self-driving beta was rolling out, and Allison had just got it, but nobody else on the panel had it.
Steve didn't get it.
Damn, driving score.
Are you guys ready, and gals, ready to see our categories?
Yes.
Yes. Let's do it.
All right. First category. Here are today's categories. OG Trekkie.
Uh-oh.
Pretty sure everybody on the panel is a little bit of a Trekkie.
Yep.
EV Easy, or Easy EV. Easy for me to say. So all of these will be EV questions, but not anything really specific to modern EVs. It's not going to be too nerdy. It'll be pretty easy. Duh. Now, this is the one where you have to be snarky. And Allison, this is going to be hard for you, so really try hard.
But I'll try to pull it out.
You have to answer this as if you're talking to a friend of yours and they just told you the dumbest thing and you give them an answer with like, duh. So you don't have to say duh afterwards, but I would like it if you did. And the longer the duh, the better. Okay. I ran out of creativity and I had to get some blood work today. So I was in the office while I was getting blood work in the medical office. We have world geography because I ran out of creativity. I was really tired.
That's terrible.
Places the Sheridans have been. Yeah.
Fire safety.
Should have done places the Sheridans haven't been. It'd take less time. Fire
who
safety.
Who has the advantage in this one, Bodie?
Hopefully everybody does. Hopefully right. Everybody gets these questions right. Steve brought up a really good point when we were planning this show is this is the time of year where accidents happen, whether we're running too many extension cords or those extension cords aren't in good shape. And just
deep
to kind
frying
of bring
a frozen turkey.
Yeah. Deep frying. Well, my, my friend Trapper, will be deep frying for maybe the 16th or 17th year. And every year it's exciting when he deep fries a turkey. He may or may not received a used pair of fire gloves 1 year for Thanksgiving. I don't know where he would have gotten those though. So fire safety. And finally, well, actually, and this is another one. This is one of those gimmicky ones. You must answer the question with, well, actually, and then give me the answer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you a wrong fact, and you have to well actually me. And again, the snarkier, the better.
But none of these we need to answer in the form of a question.
You didn't. I mean, you can if you want to.
But it's not Jeopardy. Okay.
No, I will not ant you.
Wow. All right. Look at this.
So each just like Jeopardy or similar to Jeopardy and other quiz games that have a grid. We're going to start with 100 points under each category and go all the way up to 500 points. Allison, chivalry is not dead on this show. You are the first to pick which category and which.
Well, Bodhi, I'd like to start with duh for 100.
Duh for 100. Until 1923, what was the Turkish city of Istanbul called?
This is a geography. I picked duh.
I know. I told you that I messed it up. This is before we had this conversation. I said two of these are very much alike. Oh, no. This is the ones.
Rob. Constantinople?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well Man. Done.
Istanbul was canceled.
In a million years, would never have known that.
All right. So that is correct. I did download audio effects, but now that I'm getting to it, I'm realizing that's too complicated. Here we go. Here you go, Rob. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Rob.
Let's keep it here, and let's go with duh for 200.
I wonder if it'll be a geography question.
Jeez.
Allison. What is the national flower of Japan? Steve. Sorry.
Rob.
Steve.
Hey, Allison, I said Allison first. Before you started
Oh, I'm
reading.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to go cherry blossom.
Cherry blossoms is correct.
Woo!
Good job.
And we'll go back to the correct. I need a producer.
Yeah.
There we go. And
wait,
Allison,
Bodhi, you're not in this?
Am I not playing?
I don't see your name.
I'm hosting.
He's hosting.
He knows the answer.
But I would literally get everything right.
All right. Good. Okay. I was going to say that would be unfair.
Allison, the board is
All
yours.
Right. Fire safety for 100.
Fire safety for 100. Here we go. What is the leading cause of... This is really depressing. Sorry. What is the leading cause Rob. Of home fire deaths in the U.S.?
Steve.
No, Rob said Rob
went
first.
Oh.
Are you bad at this?
Smoke inhalation.
Ooh.
That is a really good answer, but that is incorrect in this case. We're looking for...
Wait, Steve's answer?
Yes, go ahead, Steve.
I was going to guess smoke inhalation as well, so...
Okay, we'll guess something else.
Pick something else? The leading cause... I'm trying to figure out if this is the cause of the death, not the fire.
It's actually the leading cause of the fire that caused the deaths. So if Rob wants to re-answer after Steve, I will allow it.
Wait, but then I don't get a chance.
I will give everybody 100 points, whoever gets it right or wrong.
Rob, go, and then I have a guess.
Wait. Allison.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Allison, you go first.
Electrical.
That's a really good question. That's a really good guess. That's actually the leading cause of fire in the home, but not the death.
Not the death. Okay.
Yeah.
Now back to Rob.
No.
Rob.
Go ahead.
Heat.
Ooh.
Also a good question, but not the answer.
Oh, but that is the
let
answer.
Let me make sure I understand the question. This is the cause of the fire that leads to deaths.
Deaths, yes.
The most.
Yes.
Christmas trees burning.
Also a good answer, but incorrect. We are looking for today, and I'm going to give everybody 100 points.
Oh,
it was smoking. I will... Oh, yeah, that's that bad question.
I don't even think about that anymore, but I guess... And that's still the case, Bodhi?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, according to statistics. And it doesn't... Usually it's because people either... It's because they don't properly dispose of it, or they just fall asleep.
Fall asleep, yeah.
This is a depressing game.
Yeah, that one was depressing. This is when it's good as a firefighter to run some of this stuff, because I actually had more death questions under fire safety, and my wife recommended not doing that when we went over this yesterday.
So who controls the board now?
Who had it last time?
I think still Allison.
Still Allison.
All right. Well, I'm just going to keep trying to find categories so I find one without death. OG Trekkie for 100.
OG Trekkie. All right. What is the registry number for
Allison.
The Starship Allison?
No.
1701.
Oh.
Wait. All right. So I think part of the...
I think there's a delay.
Well, I don't know if there's a delay. My mic is over
Oh, you're not hearing who said it first?
Yeah. So if I turn my headset down,
Rob, who said it first, Steve or Allison?
I thought Steve had that one.
I heard my name and then Allison's name.
How about this?
Go ahead, Steve. What do you think it is?
Well, you already said it.
I'm going to do this. If all three of you answer at the do it at the same time, we'll all agree to pause and sort it out. On the other side, if two of you ask or say your name at the same time, the third one gets to choose who said it first.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to just let that go by. Did anybody just see bubbles or balloons and I see fireworks now?
Who's doing this?
Oh.
That's what you get if you get a Mac, Rob. Here, I'll give you hearts.
All right. Everybody's getting 100 points for this.
Was I right?
You were right.
Oh.
So before you say the answer, let's have an agreement on who went first. Because if you say the answer, it reveals the answer, and then there's no discussion. You've kind of already stolen the first place. So let's.
I didn't hear any other names, so I didn't realize anybody was else in contention. Yeah. That's why I did it. So
Bodie, you tell us who you think answered first, and we will discuss whether or not you're right.
Well, that's the problem is if you say it while I'm. This is riveting podcasting for the audience. But if you say it while I'm talking, all I hear in my headset is me. I don't hear you as loud.
Because every time you've done it wrong, well, every time you have done it wrong, but every time you've done it wrong, it's been the first one you don't hear. So
right.
I think I'm just going to go second, and then I get to go first.
Yeah, and then there'll be just a pause of everybody waiting for somebody to go. Also, Allison, you failed to realize the first rule of the game, which is I'm always right. So I'm not doing it wrong. I'm letting the game breathe.
He's just doing it his way.
This is going swimmingly so far.
It is. All right. So as it stands right now, I think only one answer has been legitimately answered. Everybody has points on the board. Allison has 400. Rob has 300. Steve has 200. Let's go ahead. Allison, you have the board.
OG Trekkie for 200.
Okay, here we go. What was Lieutenant Chekhov's full name? I need first, middle, and last on this.
Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
Pavel Andreyev Chekhov.
Ooh. That's really close. Does anybody have something closer?
Come on, Steve. You must know this.
I don't.
It's the middle name.
Yeah.
Is it Pavel Allison?
Alexei.
Is
it Pavel Alexei?
No. Allison, go ahead.
Pavel Andreas Chekhov?
You're very, very close. I'm going to give this to Rob.
Give it to
it's
Rob.
Andreevich.
Yeah, I think Rob earned that.
What did I say?
Andrea?
No, it was Andreath, I think, or okay. There wasn't a vitch. There might have been a sh, but there wasn't an itch.
No, once you said it, I can't remember what I said because I just know that to be correct. So
yeah,
somebody's going to take my tricky card away.
I didn't even get Pavel to be fair. Yeah. So.
That's a good one. I think he earns that.
I agree, and I almost said the answer when I read the question, so that was good.
That should be 400 points.
No, we're going to keep them in order.
200.
Okay.
We don't want this to get out of control.
You know, I want to keep it here. Let's go OG Trekkie for 300.
Perfect. How many seasons did the original series run?
Allison.
Steve.
Rob. That's Allison, I think. Okay. Got that one.
Six?
Steve.
That's wrong.
Steve.
I think it only ran three seasons.
I think he's right.
And you would be correct.
That is correct.
Yeah. As soon as I said six. Dang.
All right. So we go here, and we give that to Steve. Ooh, board is heating up.
Yes, it is.
You got Allison at 400, Rob at 500, and Steve at 500. Steve?
I want to switch to Easy EV.
All right.
For 100.
100, Easy EV. Which country has the most electric vehicles
Steve.
Per capita?
Allison. I'm
I
second.
Steve
got that first.
Okay. Ahead, it's one of the Scandinavian countries, and I think it is
Time's up.
Finland.
Incorrect.
Allison. Norway.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, I gave you a hint with a Scandinavian.
No, I already knew it was Norway. That one I did know.
All right. We're going to give that to Allison.
Yeah, we have to get off OG Trekkie because Rob's going to kill us.
Yeah.
In that category. Except, you know what? It's not on Hulu, Rob. On DTNS, you referred to turning Hulu on and off with Star Trek. It's on Paramount Plus.
My bad. I have all the things. I get confused sometimes when I'm trying to figure out what I'm watching stuff on. If only they had a system where they could just put all the stuff and you get like a little box with a slider and you can just slide back and forth and it puts it on different channels. That would be so cool. Yeah. And it's corded. I don't want anything wireless. I want a brown box with a brown cord.
Maybe a dial on the front that you just turn it to the thing you want to watch. Are you still playing with us? You're fooling around. You're looking in a drawer over there, Bodie. What are you doing?
No, I was looking for a pencil so I could keep track of where my answers are.
He's got this cool electronic board we're watching, and he's using a pencil.
I have to make sure that I get the correct answers. The credibility of this game demands it.
You bet.
I don't remember who got the last one.
I did.
Okay, Allison. Yeah, it's Allison. $500 all around, just in case you're scoring at home and haven't left.
Yeah, the three people who are still listening. Easy EV for 200.
Easy EV for 200. Here we go. True or false, hydrogen fuel cell vehicles are a type of electric vehicle.
True. Steve. Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
True.
That is true.
How so?
I forgot. I thought my name was True for a moment there.
Steven
True. I'm
going to
yell Bodie one of these times.
The fuel cells actually go through, the hydrogen goes through a little generator, and that generator is converted into electricity. And some of that electricity is stored in a battery, and then it powers the vehicle.
Does it burn the hydrogen? Or
I don't know what the actual technical term for it is, but yeah, it converts hydrogen to electricity.
You're a firefighter, buddy.
It's some word that probably ends in cis is what it does. Like
electrolysis
or something. Yeah.
Oh,
Steve, you control the board.
I've got the board. Let's try fire safety for 200.
Fire safety for 200.
Death for everybody.
Yeah, actually, on which day of the year do the most candle fires occur, Steve?
I would guess Christmas.
Allison.
That's correct, actually. Yeah, December 25th.
I was going to guess the first day of Hanukkah.
Oh, I guess I should use
them. I mean, they got the menorah with all those candles, you know?
That is, and Hanukkah doesn't happen the same time. It moves.
It moves, but I'm assuming you're basing this off the United States. So just so many more folks that are celebrating Christmas. Yeah. That's why that would be true.
Oh, so that was U.S. fires. I was answering globally.
Oh, of course.
I would give everybody 200 for that.
Oh, Steve, you should have gotten
it. I need to start complaining.
Bad. Steve got 200. All right. Steve, you got 200 and the board.
Let's try. Well, actually.
For how much?
100.
We have to start at 100, you said.
Oh, no, you don't have to start at 100. You can choose.
Oh, you said we did. Oh, man.
Did
I've been jumping all over. Yeah.
I was really surprised that you were going for 100. I thought that was a lot of self-restraint. Well,
no,
actually,
you're right.
For 100.
You never said that.
Yep.
Okay. My fault. My apologies. Okay, so remember, this needs to be answered with, well, actually, and then the answer. The famous movie line.
Allison.
Steve.
I wrote this so poorly. Yes, go ahead, Allison.
Do you want to read the question for the audience?
The famous movie line, "You're gonna need a bigger boat," was uttered in the Titanic.
Well, actually, this was in the movie Jaws.
That is correct.
Well done.
By the way, I was channeling my inner Molly Wood. She used to always say that on what was the first show she did with Tom? Can't remember the
Buzz
name
Out
of
Loud?
It. Yeah, Buzz Out Loud. She would say, well, actually. That was a good one to win. All right. Well, actually, for 200.
All right. Here we go. Dave Grohl was the original drummer of the Beatles.
Rob. Well, actually, Dave Grohl was the original drummer for Nirvana and then lead guitar player and singer for Red Hot Chili. No, I can't remember. What's the second group? Foo Fighters. There you go.
Correct.
But definitely drummer for Nirvana.
Would anybody like? I'm going to give you all the points, Rob. I also wanted to know it was Pete Best for the Beatles, but that was my fault. I shouldn't have done that. I should have picked a non-drummer drummer.
Yeah. Thought of this way, but I didn't know the answer to the question anyway. So.
Yeah. So Pete Best, original drummer for the Beatles, but correct. Dave Grohl, original drummer for Nirvana. And beloved human being, Dave Grohl.
Where's that knitting question?
You have to find it. Rob?
Let's see here. Let's go with... I want to go back to the OG Trekkie.
Okay, sir.
Let's go OG Trekkie for 400.
How many times was the phrase, beam me up, Scotty? Go ahead, Allison.
Steve.
Well, finish it for the audience.
Okay. Used in the original TV series.
Zero.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yep. Well done.
It was used in the movie, not in the TV series.
That is good.
Which I was shocked by.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I heard that.
It's an iconic phrase.
That he never said in the show.
Yeah. Let's go for OG Trekkie for 500 points.
Okay, here we go. Which celebrity helped prevent the show from being canceled after the first season? I think it was Steve. Rob?
Nope. Rob?
It was me. Didn't answer. I know the answer.
No.
Who answered first? Allison.
Oh, it was either me or Steve.
You didn't answer at all.
I mean, not me or Steve. You were Steve, but I couldn't tell who it was.
Steve, what did you hear?
The only fair way to do this is for you to pick a number between 1 and 10. I'm going to write a number
down
on my paper.
Or we split it. If we both get it right, well, how do we do this?
Okay, yeah, let's do 1, 2, 3 and answer at the same time.
Okay.
Hopefully the delay will work. 1, 2, 3, Lucille Ball.
All right, you both get 250. You both are going to get.
You can split it.
I can't do 50s.
All right.
But I'll do that.
All right.
And I'll give Rob 500.
Wait, why does Rob get 500?
Where are your points for?
He didn't do anything.
I have to sign the points somewhere. I reduce them down when I do it. Just kidding.
I'll take them.
I want to go back to Easy EV for 300.
Easy EV for 300. According to the Department of Energy, when was the first electric car produced?
Rob.
Go ahead, sir.
1908.
Good answer, but the wrong answer. I'll take the closest, though. Whoever gets the closest.
Allison.
Steve.
Allison, go ahead.
I was just out of the blue going to say 1906, but before he said that, that was the first number that came in my head for no reason.
So you're saying 1906?
Yeah, are we playing Steve. Price is Right rules if we don't get it?
Closest without going over. Steve?
1905.
Steve bid $1. The correct answer is 1890.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So actually in 1832, Robert Anderson, a Scotsman, he actually developed the first electric horseless carriage. But it didn't have rechargeable batteries. So you had to take the battery out, throw it away, and put a new battery in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so we all went over, but he was closest.
Steve was closest.
Yeah.
1890. William Morris, the chemist from, also a Scotsman, by the way, from Des Moines, created the first rechargeable electric vehicle, according to the Department of Energy.
What year was that?
1890.
Wow. Would have never guessed that.
So we've been slacking on that technology.
Yeah, right? Well,
yeah, Rob, you're going to get around to it any minute now.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going from memory on this, but it might be interesting. I was actually going to do an episode on this. When the electric car came out, it was actually really popular. But when Henry Ford developed the Model T, it was like you could buy a $750 car, which was the Model T, or you could buy a $1,900 car, which was an electric car. And yeah, and the electric cars couldn't keep up, but because, you know, you had to crank start the Model T and some of those early cars, what a lot of wealthier people did was they would buy the Model T for themselves. Like the man would buy the Model T for himself, and then he would buy a electric car for his wife. Like Henry Ford's wife had an electric car.
So they didn't have to crank it up.
Yeah, no. And also, yes, correct. Sorry. And also, like, electric cars during that time, Henry Ford's time, they were marketed towards women, which I found to be interesting.
As well they should be.
What's interesting is that electric vehicles today are having the same issue. They cost more.
Yes.
Actually, you know, actually, Rob, I was going to yell about category. This comment. On DTNS, you were talking about how much more electric vehicles cost, but a recent report came out that studied the prices of Teslas with the lowering of the prices recently. And if you take into account the $7,500 tax credit in the United States, federal tax credit, and what you save in gas, it's a Model 3 is now cheaper than a Toyota Corolla.
So you're talking about cost of ownership.
Well, no, this wasn't total
for the
cost
life.
This wasn't total cost of ownership. No. Total cost of ownership would be maintenance and a lot of other stuff, which would probably make it an even better deal. This is just what you save like in a year. I forget exactly how much time they took it on, but it was the $7,500 was the biggest factor of it. And it was cheaper than a Toyota Corolla. So they're getting cheaper. Not the car you're going to buy, Rob.
No.
We'll see if the car I want to buy comes out. Mm. I think it is, but I'm not having happy vibes.
If GM can put out the Hummer,
not a GM lately,
they're definitely going to put out the Cadillac Escalade EV.
They have to.
They just won't build very many of them, but they'll put it out.
That's the problem.
All right, recapping the scores here: Allison 1400, 1400, Rob 900, and Steve 1400. Anybody's game.
All right, Steve, you took the last one.
All right, let's go back to Easy EV for 400.
Easy for EV. What was the original? What year was the original Tesla Roadster released? Go ahead, Steve.
Everyone's learned not to go first on these kind of questions.
Yeah.
I will guess 2003.
Ooh, that's a good guess, but that is incorrect.
Okay. Allison? I was just going to guess 2002.
Also incorrect. Rob, you want to...
Look at you, Rob.
Rob, let's go 2006.
2006. The correct answer is 2008. And this answer goes to Rob.
I didn't realize that
wow. Recent. What year did we drive it, Steve? I thought it was like 2000.
2012? No, it was well before we retired, so probably 2010.
Yeah.
All right, Rob. Well, take it.
Let's go with World Geography for 500.
No. There you go. Yeah, buddy.
Hey, I'm just kidding. Wait, what'd you go for? Oh.
World Geography. The same as duh.
Steve.
Well, I'm gonna read it, but that's fine. What country has pyramids older than Egypt? And we all agree Steve got it first?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Steve, go ahead.
Mexico?
Ah, good guess, but that's incorrect.
Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
Peru.
Peru. Also a good guess, but incorrect.
You could have just said, do any other countries have pyramids? And I wouldn't have known, even though I've seen pyramids in Mexico. Well, since his other guess was Brazil, I'll say Brazil.
Incorrect. We're looking for Sudan.
Oh, would not have guessed that.
Yeah.
I had that same exact reaction. I was like, I didn't even know there was a Sudan.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. There it is. Can't be wrong.
Dave Grohl.
Let's keep it with World Geography for 400.
Copy that. Here we go. How many countries are there in Africa?
Allison.
Go ahead.
Lots.
Very close. I will take like everything. We'll just guess on this and whoever gets closest.
17.
Okay.
No, there's more than that.
I said lots. That was my first answer.
Why don't you go next, Rob?
I want to go with 37.
37. And Steve, I'm coming in to sweep it.
I'm going to go with 33.
33. And this answer goes to Rob. There are 54 countries in Africa.
Wow.
My goodness. I honestly thought that there were probably somewhere around the neighborhood of 30, maybe a little more than 30. I did not realize. And some people still think Africa is a country. It is not.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
It's a very large continent.
Wow, he's not even wrong. Huh.
Rob takes the lead.
Let's go with duh for 500.
Duh for 500. Going large here. Will it be a world geography question? We don't know. Here we go. What is the singer, songwriter, actress?
Rob.
Yes, go ahead.
Wait, no, you got to pronounce these. Oh, what does this even say?
Yeah, yeah. What is the name or the stage name of singer, actor, songwriter Stephanie Germanotta?
Gwen Stefani.
That is not correct.
Oh.
She actually has.
Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
She goes by a single name. She has a following.
Aren't you supposed to know the answer before you buzz in?
I said Steve.
You know your name, Steve. Very good. Good job.
Does she do that song?
No.
No, your time is running out.
Allison. Oh, gosh, what's her name? Go ahead, Al.
Sudan.
Very close. The answer we're looking for today is Lady Gaga.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And actually...
That's not geography.
No,
it's
not.
This is not well actually either.
It was duh. Listen, I told you. I did not realize how closely related some of these things were.
This isn't geography. Yeah.
You know, Lady Gaga actually has like four very Italian names. So,
Didn't know that.
I did not either. I didn't even know what her real name was until I looked it up.
Not until about 40 seconds ago.
Yeah. I mean, everything's new to me. So everything you talk about on this right now is new.
Who has the board?
Let's go.
Rob.
With, well, actually, 500 points.
Rob's going hard. Here we go.
Right in.
Ice Cube plays Finn on the television show Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Rob. What? Well, actually, that is not Ice Cube. That would be Ice-T.
That is Ice-T. That is correct. And you know what's... So I was looking this up with Ice-T. He played very small parts in two of my favorite movies, Breakin' and Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. And then he also was in the movie Rappin', which I have not seen.
Breaking and Rapping.
Yep. Yeah.
So let me be clear. You had me on. I said I wanted to talk about knitting, and you put in music and geography. There are no two subjects I have less knowledge about.
I tried very hard to. I thought you. I well the geography is.
You might not have known I didn't know any geography. Yeah. But I don't know any geography.
I mean, you've been so many different places. I thought this was a slam dunk. My apologies.
It should have helped.
I will flog myself after the show.
Allison, if I remember correctly, just listening to music is just not a thing for you.
No,
right? You
know? No, I don't listen to any music at all. Never have. Doesn't interest me. I know. I'm weird. There's a whole article in The Atlantic about a thing called music-specific anhedonia, and that's apparently what I have because I was interviewed for that article.
As she wears a Hard Rock Cafe shirt.
See, I know where Buenos Aires is because I've been there. You haven't asked any Argentinian questions. You haven't asked about India. We've been to the UAE. We've been to Ireland, Belgium. We've been all over the place. None of the places you picked.
I've been to East Cleveland.
I've been to Cleveland.
Nice.
All right. Rob,
let's go with fire safety for 500. Ooh, Bodie.
Good, Rob. Rob's got a strategy. By the way, if anybody's curious, and again, still listening, our score stands at this. Allison has 1,400 points. Rob has 2,200 points. And Steve has 1,400 points.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Moving on to fire safety for 500. What is the acronym EDITH? EDITH.
Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
The lady who says, oh, Archie.
R.I.P.
Allison.
Go ahead, Allison.
The H has heat in it.
It does not.
I didn't get one letter right.
Steve.
Go ahead.
I'm guessing these are methods for putting out a fire. Extinguish, drench.
Inhale.
Inhale. I have no idea.
Okay.
Douse for D.
It is actually not an acronym for extinguishing fires. This is an acronym that was pretty popular in the 80s and 90s. We don't do it as much anymore because nobody knows what it means. It's exit drills in the home.
Ah.
Oh.
So, exit drills in the home, yes.
Exit drills in the home, which are really important. And
nobody does it?
Not a lot of people.
I looked and said, well, I got a door here and a window with a roof. I'd go out on the roof.
Yeah, as long as you know two ways out. The better answer is if the fire is not in the room with you, close the door and put something in the cracks and wait for the fire department to get there, open up the window and yell for help.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good to know.
Mm. All right.
This is educational.
And informative.
Yeah, let's do, well, actually, for 400.
Here we go, Rob. Frozen was the first ever Oscar, won the first ever Oscar for best animated film.
Allison. I have go no ahead, idea, Allison. But I'm going to go with, well, actually, that would have been Toy Story.
No, that is incorrect.
Steve.
Steve.
Well, actually, that would have been Little Mermaid.
No.
That was my second guess. Shoot.
Well, actually, that would have been that Disney movie from way back in the day that I cannot remember the name of that was in black.
I'm already going to tell you no. It was Shrek.
Shrek.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for Shrek.
I was very surprised by that too.
That is one of my favorite Disney movies.
Fun fact to know and tell, the music in movies matters to me a lot. So the movie, the music in Shrek, I love the music in Shrek.
So you like the rock star?
Yeah, the dance sequence at the end with the music, it's the best.
Rob.
Let's go Duh for 400.
Duh for 400. Here we go. Wait. How often should you replace your smoke
Steve,
detector?
That was fire safety. One.
Dave.
But okay.
Oh.
You're good at this.
Bodie's always right. I really bit fire safety really for 400.
I think I heard Steve first.
Steve is definitely
okay, what's
good.
The question?
How often should you replace a smoke detector?
Duh, that should be once a year.
That is incorrect.
Whoa!
Allison.
Oh, and not the battery. Shoot. I'm thinking the battery.
Allison.
Go ahead, Allison.
I believe they're like around 5 or 7 years, whatever the warranty
you
says.
You got to pick a year.
Well, I just said whatever the warranty says.
Oh, well, you still got to pick a year. How many years?
Seven.
Rob, do you have a better answer?
No, that's not right.
I want to go every 10 years.
Yes, sir. That is the correct answer.
The warranty was up in 7 years on the Ring smoke detector. I protest this answer.
Yeah, I think they were defective.
You can, but Ring, an Amazon company, does not follow the standard dumb smoke detectors that most people put in their home.
Didn't say dumb smoke detectors.
Every 10 years. It's recommended that you change the battery twice a year when the time changes.
I never change the battery. Ours is hardwired. So
even if it's hardwired, you should change the battery.
You still want to change the battery.
Unless it's got a battery in it that's being charged off of
that. Battery.
Hmm?
Got a whole home. We have a whole home battery, Rob. We don't have power outages.
No, I don't.
I still
wanna
protest.
You can protest all you want. I don't want to see you get unalived in a fire. So if your batteries need to be changed twice a year, if you have a sealed smoke detector, which some people do, you can buy them at Home Depot or Lowe's. That's that battery is good for 10 years, but there's a caveat to this, is that at some point in time, that smoke detector, there's a little bit of radiation in that smoke detector, and that's what it's using to detect when something crosses its little beam. Hmm. That will sometimes go dead or go bad, and your smoke detector will make a sound like it's going to beep, and then it's just kind of like dying at the end. That's when you need to change that smoke detector as well. Ooh. And sometimes, depending on what kind of a dusty climate you live in, or, you know, if there's a lot of bugs, like,
ew,
sometimes you got to change them sooner.
So he didn't explain it. Bodie, my father used to be a volunteer firefighter. And I remember when I wasn't a kid, I was probably 16, 17 years old. We were over someone's house and we heard that noise. And he said, you need to replace your, you know, he distinctly said, you need to replace that fire detector. And who, I can't even remember whose house we were over. They said, oh, I just put a battery in there. It keeps going off. He's like, it's not the battery. The detector is going bad. That's what that noise means. And I never brought that until, you know, I never thought about that until just now. That is a 40 year memory.
Wow.
So he was right.
Yeah. I remember my dad saying that.
I hardly believe that you are 57 years old, sir.
30 years ago.
Hey, so Steve, do the rings smoke Nest? Actually, it's Nest. I lied. It's Nest. It's not Ring. Do the Nest smoke detectors have batteries?
I don't think they do. Is that possible?
It is possible that they have something inside that's keeping you. Smoke detectors, as far as I know, are required to have sort of backup just in case the power goes out. So,
but it may not be a replaceable battery.
It may not be. They may have a little rechargeable battery on there that's just, you know, slowly taking energy from that low voltage connection that it has.
Nest Protect will begin to chirp when the batteries get critically low. They use 6 Energizer Ultimate Lithium AA batteries as its sole power source. That's not Google.
Are they rechargeable? Do they charge while it's operating?
I don't know. You've been inside them before.
I don't recall seeing
those
batteries.
We'll go check and we'll
check after
back.
The show.
Okay. Well, in honor of the fact that we just all changed except for Arizona time zones.
Except for parts of Arizona.
Yeah, the Hopi tribe up north. Okay. Rob, what was the one you actually wanted?
Duh for 400.
Duh for 400.
Oh, it's this one right here, right? Here we go. Here you go, Allison. What's the fastest time for knitting a scarf? The length was 2 meters and the width was 30 centimeters.
13 minutes.
Steve.
13 minutes. Steve.
Two meters, 30. And you said 13 minutes? Uh-huh. I'm going to guess 17 minutes.
Rob?
I'm going to go 1 minute. I don't believe it's 1 minute, but I believe that everything, if it has to be under that, I think it's under, I think under, it's under 12.
Yeah.
The correct answer, according to a knitting trivia site that I found, 57 minutes and 55 seconds.
I was way off. So, Steve, you're closest.
Yeah,
those knitting needles would catch on fire.
Yeah, 2 minutes is six. It's like 6 feet. Yeah.
All right. We were kind of off on that one.
No, but I get it, right?
I guess 17.
Because Price is Right rules.
You said the
closest without going over. Steve had 17.
This is 57.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, but the closest without going over. He's right. You won.
I'm under 17 versus 57.
Yeah, she's saying
closest without going over. You were closest without going over. Right. It's okay. Take the points from him and give them to me. No,
you're not arguing. I thought you were arguing with getting points.
No, she was trying to give you your points.
He didn't recognize me not arguing with him.
She never does that.
All right, Steve.
All right, Steve.
Okay, let's.
Steve controls the board.
I'm going to clean up Easy EV for 500.
Easy EV for 500. Here we go. Which country became the first in the world to have an all-electric racing car series known as Formula E in 2014?
Rob.
Steve.
I heard Rob first. Is that correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rob.
I'm going to go with Japan.
That is incorrect.
Good guess.
I'm going to go with Britain. England.
England is incorrect. I also would accept
Allison.
It. UK as an incorrect answer. Allison, go ahead.
How about India?
Ooh, India. Incorrect.
Trying to do a country I've heard of.
Okay, I'm going to guess another one, although this doesn't count. Oh, China. Oh,
sorry.
China. Well, that's all right. It wouldn't have counted anyway.
Would you guess China?
No, I was going to guess Italy next, but Italy is probably the last to go.
Oh, they like fancy cars.
So when I first read the question for this one, I had similar, I thought Japan, I thought Italy, I did not think the UK. I actually thought Monaco, but no. Hmm. China.
Hmm. Wow.
Steve still controls the board.
He does.
Okay. Since Allison loves this so much, world geography for 100.
What country has the most natural lakes?
Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
United States.
Incorrect.
Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
Iceland.
Incorrect.
Hmm.
Allison, it's all on you.
It is all on me. Allison.
Go ahead.
One of them 54 countries in Africa.
Ooh.
Say one.
That's a good answer. Yeah,
but if I'm
you
wrong,
gotta pick one.
I just cleared the whole thing.
No, you got to
pick. If it were me, listen, I'm not telling you what to do. If it were me, I'd pick a country that was in North America.
Oh, okay. Canada.
Oh, what a big hint.
What's it a hint?
Oh, duh.
Well, U.S. is wrong. So what's left?
Yes.
Well, Mexico.
Okay, well, a little more land area there in Canada, but we'll give it to her.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, thank you, Steve.
I think
you're welcome.
I think if you're trailing, I'm always going to give you a leg up.
All right.
And speaking of trailing, let's go over our scores at the moment. Rob is sitting at 2,200. Allison is 1,500, and Steve is at 1,800.
All right. Since obviously it's my strength, let's go world geography for 300.
Still anybody's game.
Here we go. The Lord of the Rings trilogy was filmed
Allison.
In what country?
Steve.
Rob. Allison got that one first.
Right. New Zealand.
Correct.
Because we've been there. You finally got one where I was there.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that big freaking door in the side of that mountain?
Steve,
no, we missed that.
Still mad because I wouldn't
I wanted
let him
to go there, and she wouldn't let me.
Wait, is there really a door there?
Well, there are little hobbit areas where you can.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know
hobbit
about
town,
the big door.
Hobbitville?
to Mordor or whatever. I'm not sure that door is there, but the Hobbit
there's
hill
a big
is there.
Scary thing in the airport, big Hobbit
golem, a,
thing
a giant golem.
Is it Gollum? That's Ooh. What it was. Yeah.
Philadelphia has Rocky. New Zealand has Gollum.
Who has Rocky?
Philadelphia.
Philly.
Same thing. All right. World geography for 200.
Here we go. Clearing out the world geography category. What is the name of the driest continent on Earth? I heard Steve. Anybody else?
Nope.
Steve.
Okay.
Antarctica.
That is a correct.
Another
one we've been to.
Yep.
Well, how do you measure dry when it's covered in snow?
Precipitation. What comes out of the air?
Precipitation.
Not what's on the ground.
Snow you see the air is blowing around. It's not new snow. It's snow that's blowing around. Yeah.
That's not driest.
That's how they define
lowest precipitation.
That's generally defined to be the driest.
I protest.
It's also a desert. It's classified as a desert.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I've been there.
I would like to go there. I can't get my wife on a boat. But
oh, yeah, there's just this Drake Passage you have to go through. It takes about 2 days, has between like a low day is maybe 15 foot swells, a bad day is 30, 40 foot swells. It's awesome. She'd love
Sounds
it.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on it. So
I'll wait till it warms up.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, that's bad.
Who's next? Oh,
Steve.
I think I am. Let's go duh for 300.
Duh for 300. Here we go. Who is credited for inventing the World Wide Web?
Steve. Somebody Verners-Lee?
That is incorrect. Close, but incorrect.
Allison.
Go ahead.
Ken Berners-Lee.
You are so close.
Oh, come on. Is it Ken Berners-Lee?
Rob, do you want to give it a shot before Allison gives away?
Yeah, there was a politician that said he invented it.
Oh, no. I'm not going Al Gore on this one.
Is that the actual answer?
No, Al Gore. I didn't get that weird.
That would have been funny.
No, I don't know.
Tim Berners.
Oh, I think you should give it to Steve.
Is it Tim Berners-Lee? Tim Berners-Lee?
Tim Berners-Lee? Let me make sure.
I think it's Berner.
Like a phone?
It's Berners-Lee.
Oh, it is Berners.
Yeah, so and I also would have accepted Sir Tim Berners-Lee.
So I said somebody Berners-Lee, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, Steve. Yeah,
I'll take 2/3.
All right, get rid of that unsightly banner thing at the top, that tab there. That's going to bother me.
Which one?
Your start page there in the tab bar. It's unsightly. Oh, we spent all that time cleaning everything up.
Here we go. Oh.
Did you just subtract from him?
Oh, there no, I get it.
Oh, Steve. Oh. At the Steve last moment, ahead. Jumps oh, into
we
the
still
lead.
Got a couple
it's
more.
Exciting,
all right.
So we are.
I got to win both of these to win, don't I?
We are in a place where anybody could technically win. We have fire safety for 300, and we have for 300. Allison is sitting at 1,800 points. So that would get her over Steve's. Rob is sitting at 2,200 points, and Steve eked out 2,300 points. Steve?
Well, actually, for 300.
Here we go. Is it a geography question?
Might
we don't
be.
Know. Gangnam Style is the most watched video on YouTube.
Well, actually, it's that one with the guys on the treadmills.
You're
okay, go,
Mr. Beast.
Okay, go.
No, the okay,
oh,
go.
Okay,
one?
Go. The information I have is incorrect, but I will double check that while somebody
Steve.
Else answers.
Wait, I'm incorrect or it's incorrect? Your answer is incorrect.
I'm pretty sure your answer is incorrect.
Oh, okay. You said your answer was incorrect,
Steve.
Go ahead,
I'm
Steve.
Going to. I don't think this is right, but it's the only one I can think of. Charlie bit my finger.
Oh. Ooh,
well, actually, one. Charlie bit my Ooh, finger. Not it.
I do not have that.
Okay.
Okay. My answer is correct. So
Rob's still got it.
I'm not going to give it. I'm going to let Rob do it, but I'm just letting you guys.
Can we circle back and try again?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you half points.
Well, actually,
Go ahead, Rob.
I have no clue.
Well, right. Well, actually,
before you guess again, I'm going to give you
a hint.
A hint.
Remember, I need all the points to be able to win. You can't give me third points.
This is Allison's got the next. Well, actually,
how about we each get another guess in the same order?
Okay. Did you want the hint?
Yes.
Kids song.
Oh, well, actually, that's going to be, it's got to be something from Cocomelon. Oh, no. Yeah, Baby Shark.
That is correct.
That is. Yay! Right. I don't think that's Cocomelon, though, but that's right.
That, yes.
Oh,
that
they
is
do.
Not,
they sing it. They do sing it, but it's probably not.
What is the number on that, Bodhi? Yeah. That thing has been watched billions of times.
The only problem is it's only like eight parents, and they've all heard it a third of a billion times.
Yeah.
You know, when my kids were fussy when they're babies, I used to play the hamster dance song, and they would just stop.
They
How's
were embarrassed.
How's that go, Bodhi?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Exactly.
You only can get that here.
That one goes back to the 90s, if I remember correctly.
I believe so, yeah.
I was watching that on AOL.
I don't have current numbers because there's so much crap on YouTube. I don't know which one's an unofficial YouTube, but over 1.4.
13 billion is the one I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's kind of what I...
13 billion.
It says
billions. And they just round to the nearest billion.
I heard it a half a dozen times last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it count every time my granddaughter sings it to me, too? Because she sang it to me twice yesterday.
Maybe.
That's funny. I thought this said 138 views. No, that's a B, not an 8.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy. When you just think about how many years of listening time that video has.
Yeah. All right, well, I control the final question on
actually,
the board.
Actually, it's anyone's game.
It is.
Whoever gets this last one wins.
2,100, 2,200, 2,300.
Yeah, it's like we all lined up.
Fire safety for 300. Bodhi, do it.
Here we go. Should I make? Okay, here's how we're going to do this. Do you have even a scratch piece of paper or an iPad or a phone or something that you can type in so you can lock your answer in before we do this?
Wait, we have to answer now?
Yeah, like Final
before
Jeopardy.
Before you tell it to us, it is?
Oh, Final Jeopardy.
Tell us that.
Yeah, so you.
Yeah.
We're also close.
Write it down. Yell out their answer.
We are also close. We're going to steal this from Jeopardy.
This is a
Final
great way
Jeopardy.
To do it.
You get to choose how many points you want to bet.
Oh.
Out of your out of great. How much you have available. Everybody gets to give a number. And I will take the closest because I just gave you just gave you what it was.
What?
Never mind. Just keep going. I gave away some stuff. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to talk.
So we have to write down two things.
And then you
how much you're willing to risk. And then after you've written down how much you're willing to risk, then we will go through the...
But nobody yells out anything.
Nobody yells out anything.
Okay. No yelling.
And you have to give us a countdown clock or 10 seconds or something, right?
To write our
answers.
30 seconds.
Yes.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay.
I agree. 30 seconds.
No Googling.
Right.
No Googling. Promise.
Has everyone does everyone have their number written down?
I do.
Okay.
So here we go. Fire safety for 300 or for whatever Final Jeopardy. Final kilowatt. What percentage of people have a fire escape plan for the home?
It's going to be good for the audio audience, you know. They can't even see us dancing to the music.
So put the music on. I was surprised how good Steve was at dancing.
Uh-oh.
All He's right. quite the dancer.
Here we go. All right. Allison.
I bet 2,100 points.
Okay,
all
you
the
bet
money
it all.
For 15%.
15%, 2,100 points. Steve?
This is Price is Right rules, right?
Yep.
I bet.
Ooh.
2,300, 10% of the people have a plan.
All right. And Rob?
I bet $21.99 and 28% of people.
Ooh.
All right. And what did we say? Closest without going over or just closest?
Closest without going over was the rule. No. Closest without going over.
I will accept the vote.
Just in case anybody doesn't believe mine.
Allison, I'm going to accept the vote, and I'm going to tell you you're not in this.
Well, wait a minute. Then neither is somebody else.
No. Oh, what was yours?
I'm in the middle. I'm 15.
She's 15. Oh,
Steve, you're not in this. The answer is 25%.
Woo!
So close.
Sounds like close. Rob took that one.
Oh, I just missed it by 3%.
If we were doing closest without going over.
Oh, okay. We're doing that. All right. Well, yeah. Congratulations. Good job. Congratulations.
I want to see all my points. 4,200. Wait a minute.
I think I went too far.
And doesn't Steve have to go down to zero and Rob goes to a dollar?
I can't do Rob to a dollar, but I can have that happen.
You just have to do this, don't you, Allison?
It's okay.
Wow. She's such a gracious winner.
Go ahead and screenshot it, Allison. We know you want to.
Oh, there you go. Everybody smile at the screen.
Good thing she doesn't gloat.
I'll take a good screenshot here, and then I'll pass it.
Smile, Bodie.
Well, everybody, thank you. This wasn't even like doing a show. After a while, I forgot we were recording. So this was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
It was fun.
And it's not staged. We actually all did end up, you know, the last person to answer correctly was going to win. It just worked out pretty well.
It was pretty good.
Well, I cheated most of the way through, but what are you going to do?
It's not the end of the world.
What did you use to create this? This is cool.
I don't want to tip it because I was going to give it some, give you some holiday content, but TriviaMaker.com. I think it was $25 for the year. And then I used this, I haven't used it yet. I've used Google Slides for quiz shows at work to teach new guys new things and to prove that old guys don't know as much as they think they do, and gals, but yeah. So TriviaMaker.com, if anybody wants to put one of these together for their family holiday get-togethers, it'd be fun. They have like a Wheel of Fortune type game. They have all sorts of stuff on there. It's neat.
Yeah. You're going to do that with your family?
Oh, well, so Sierra's family comes over for the holidays, which is great. Or not Sierra's family, but Sierra's boyfriend, Brad, his family comes over for the holidays. And his family, sweetest family in the whole entire world. They're so competitive. I did something similar to this on Easter. And it was very short because I didn't think anybody would want to play. And Brad's dad was like, wait, we're done? He's like, I only got one round. I'm sorry. So we might do it. Yeah. I'm not going to tell my wife about it. I'm just going to say, hey, would you guys like to play a quiz show? And because I have buzzers, I actually bought like mechanical buzzers.
Oh my goodness.
So
you might want to do a few rounds.
Yes. I thought this would go, I was like a minute, maybe 45 seconds per question. So I was like, that'd be just 28 minutes, not 1 hour and 12. So.
Well, we were throwing a little snark in there.
No, I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was fun. I appreciate everybody for coming on and being so generous with their time. Why don't we go around the horn here and you can tell everybody where to find you and what cool podcasts you are involved in or YouTube channel. Go ahead, Allison.
I am Allison Sheridan of the No Silicast podcast. It's my flagship show. You can find everything good at podfeet.com.
Fantastic. How about you, Steve?
Well, you can't find me at any podcast, although I do help Allison out occasionally with some videos. But if you want to find me on the socials, I'm at SP Sheridan at most places. Or Steve Sheridan on YouTube.
Yeah.
Steve Sheridan.
Are you SP Sheridan on YouTube?
Either one. They both work.
Perfect. And Rob.
And I am at Rob Dunwood, spelled really weirdly, both first and last name, on all the things. And I am the host of The Tech John, one of the hosts of SMR Podcast, co-host of Daily Tech News Show, and one of the hosts of Daily Tech Headlines.
Yes, Rob's very busy. Rob's very busy. Rob, can we tip our hat? Can we maybe tease something we're working on together?
I think we can.
All right.
I think we
can. So back in October, I messaged Rob and I said, hey, would you like to come on and be on a show with me where we interview creators like Allison and Steve, but I don't know if Steve would come on, but we know whatever. But the whole point of this show would be for Rob and I to sit down with the creator and learn from them all the things they did right, all the things they did wrong, to help other creators who may, you know, want to be, like, leave their jobs and become full-time creators. So we are currently in the middle of getting that show ramped up.
Oh,
how fun.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we've been working on it. What would you say, buddy? Probably 6-7 weeks now? It's been a minute.
Yeah, so I was on vacation. I messaged Rob in October, I think, at the beginning of October. And when our first meeting, he said, when do you think we can start doing interviews? And I said, probably the beginning of November. And we're at the middle of November, and we're almost ready to start doing interviews.
Wow.
So,
do you have any feeling for when you may release your first show, or is it too soon to estimate?
Right now, I'm thinking it's going to be January based on when we're going to be able to record and edit everything. But Rob, do you have different thoughts?
Yeah, I think sometime in January is probably a good guess.
So this will be just but like SMR podcast, lots of planning and thought.
No, this is...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This is like the other world of, you know, compared to that. So no, we're definitely putting some thought into it, and you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we've got our, you know, our P's and our what is that phrase? Your T's and your I's dotted, your T's crossed. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we have all of those kind of good things done, and we want to have really good conversations. It's not just to tell folks, here's how you build a podcast, here's how you build an email newsletter, here's how you do this. It's really trying to get folks to, you know, kind of open up about what they believe has made them successful. And then Bodhi and I on the back end are going to see if we can tie any commonalities into the multiple people that we talk to. It's like, okay, here's a common theme amongst folks who have seen success and whatever type of content creation journey that they're on. Hmm. And, you know, hopefully, you know, listeners, watchers will be interested in that type of thing.
Yeah, I liked it.
There you go. Thank you, everybody, so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
All right. That was fun, Bodhi.
Thanks, Bodhi. Enjoyed it.
Yes, it was. It was an absolute blast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.